So Roger Ailes is the Fox News chairperson, chairman. He'd get mad if I said chairperson right to his face. And CEO, he spoke to about 350 people, according to pointer.org, including young journalists at a lecture series at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. A lot of what he said made a lot of the students roll their eyes. But anyway, let's go through it. One of the things he said is, if you're going into journalism, if you care, then you're going into the wrong profession. I usually ask journalists if they want to change the world in the way it wants to be changed. He also said democracy depends on the freedom of press, but freedom depends on fairness in the press. I agree with that. There has to be more than one point of view. I remember the last time all of us got lined up together, we were lined up by two guys, Hitler and Stalin. If there's an alternative point of view, don't wet your pants. Suck it up and say, hey, there's room for everything. On Fox News, I don't know where he got that one from, but geez. On Fox News, he said, we're the only news organization that has not had layoffs because of economic conditions. Why? He says. He says, because they win. His strength, I pick good people. Although some people point out that most of them are blonde, when women get into television, they dye their hair blonde. I'm not going to touch that one. On Jon Stewart, I don't think he can make a living without Fox News. I think he likes Fox. On Newt Gingrich, we've all heard that Newt's been trying to get over to CNN. Says Newt's trying to get a job at CNN because he knows he can't come back to Fox News. And on the Fox News mole, the mole shows a culture that believes in theft, a lack of loyalty, turning on his colleagues, lying to management. And there are some real ethical, serious questions about it. So that's Roger Ailes talking to university kids about their degree in journalism. I've got one that's in broadcasting school right now, and I hope he doesn't take too much of what Roger Ailes says to him seriously. But then on the other hand, working for an organization like Fox News is a win-win. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.